On today's episode of
The Blabber Show.
It's like rave reviews. Like on Rotten Tomato, we would be like 100% right now.
You fucking lagging or like stop it, dick, you know?
You better hope they bring that tall bitch from the office to pick me up.
I feel like a god at that moment, right?
Fucking musicians always say, fat people are people too.
I beat him until he collapses, right? Oh, he falls to his knees.
Hey, everybody. It's that time again. It's the time for us to talk about our sponsors. And today our sponsor, it's a really special sponsor. It's America's top department store. It's Ward's department store. Chris, have you ever been to a department store?
Actually, I got lost when I was a kid. My fucking mom forgot me in a department store. And now I have all these flashbacks from that day. Apparently, the security guard found me the next day in the sporting goods section. I remember the security guard had to pry a bowling ball from my arms. Now I get anxiety and my bad ammunitions come back every time I step in the department store. I remember the security guard had a bowling ball from my arms. Now I get anxiety and my bad ammunitions come back every time. Why? Why do you ask?
Well, let me ask you this. What were you wearing when you got lost in that department store?
Whoa. What are you hitting on childhood me or something?
Nah. No, I'm asking because Ward's has the perfect outfit for little Christian, the kid that got lost in the department store, and also for all those other kids out there getting ready to go on big adventures. I'm talking about play suits.
What the fuck is a play suit?
Wise mothers know what play suits are. Wise mothers know exactly what I'm talking about because wise mothers understand that these suits, they're exactly the suits that their little fellows love to wear because they're cool, but they're also sturdy enough for rough play. And wise mothers, you know what else they know? They know that now's the time to buy for their summer needs. These things come in, you know, they come in brown, they come in blue, and that's it. Those are the only two colors that they come in, and they're available from ages 2 through 8. So with all that in mind, how much would you pay for one of these play suits?
Like 49 cents?
That's exactly right. It's no, because 49 cents is the normal price. But remember I said there was a sale going on.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. For this limited time, they're actually on sale for 39 cents.
Oh, damn.
Yes. So if you're a wise mother, which we've already figured out that you're not, but for those wise mothers that are listening, go down to your local Ward's. Take little Billy with you, have him try on the play suit, make sure it fits, and don't lose little Billy because you don't want to traumatize the kid. Get in line and pay for one of these play suits because they are Ward's finest. And remember, too, at Ward's, your satisfaction's guaranteed or your money back. Back, Chris. How does it feel? We got the mics going. The mics are hot now.
Yeah. I'm loving it.
You like that?
I love this.
Yeah.
Love
and this. The music gets me pumped, bro.
Yeah, it definitely does. It gets me kind of jamming way, you know, like it gets me like bouncing, you know, it gets me.
Yeah.
Makes me want to snap my fingers, you know?
Snap them fingers, snap them toes. Yeah, and the band comes in every week to play us. You gotta thank the band. The band is amazing.
Yes.
Thanks for playing that for us, guys.
What's the name of the band again?
Rob and the Tourniquets. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tourniquets. I don't know which one is which, but thank you very much. They're amazing. We'll see you guys next week. They're packing up. Don't make too much noise as you pack up.
Well,
I don't want to hear a tuba.
I thought they're supposed to play us out, too.
No, we get a different band. There's a different band that comes in at the end of the show to play us the outro music, remember?
Oh, yeah. I see them waiting outside the lobby.
They're out in the hallway.
Yeah.
We don't let them in the studio because then you hear, like, fucking, like, weird trumpets and, like, they hit snares and shit.
They like to talk a lot amongst themselves.
Fucking musicians, Chris. You know what I mean? The fucking musicians always, like, rabble, rabble, rabble. They're always fucking talking. We can't do that in the studio. This studio is meant for two voices, baby.
Yeah.
That's Hyro.
And Chris.
That's it.
Yes, baby.
It's an A and B conversation. So, you know, get the C words, cunts, musicians, out of the studio. That's what we say. So Robin the Tourniquets is leaving for the day. We have the other band waiting outside. But before we have that other band come in, we got plenty of time to talk, man. We got plenty of time. This is episode number 2.
Yeah, episode number 2. And it's coming at you fast and furious.
Coming fucking at you. We're going to throw these fucking episodes. Chris and I got bikes. And early in the morning, we're going to take cassettes of these episodes and throw them like paper boys. Like fucking paper boys. We're going to go down the block and just throw them. Throw them at windows. Throw them at doors. Remember that Super Nintendo game? It was called Paperboy?
I don't remember playing that game, honestly. No.
Kids don't know this because kids have like Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
And Assassin's Creed and shit, like these conceptual, like, oh, you're a fucking cowboy that has to like decide between right and wrong and shit like that. It's very, what word am I looking for, Chris? Tell me what word I'm looking for.
Complex, I guess. Complex.
Complex, man. Yeah. Let's go with complex. Okay. You have to start relationships in this game and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you need to start engaging with other people like in the game. Yeah. And
it's like there's an option is like how often do I want to call my mom? Like you have to worry about this shit in the game as the character.
Yeah,
within the game there's a little bar on the side, like the little bar is going down, and if it goes all the way down then your mom won't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, or it's like, or sometimes you defeat the avatar or yourself, otherwise you
oh
die.
Yeah, you
game.
Gotta go look for an apple. You gotta give your horse an apple and shit like that.
Yeah,
back in the day we didn't have that. We had the basicest shit, and there was this game called Paperboy, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
Which was, you're on a bicycle going down a street,
right?
You're going down the street on a bicycle, and it's two dimensions. There's no, we didn't have a third dimension on TV back then.
But was the perspective sideways, or was it like point of view?
Oh, helicopter, baby. It's overhead. they did. Imagine it's a fucking helicopter. So you're going down the street. You see the little line, which is the bicycle.
Yeah.
And then you're the paper boy. So you got a bag full of papers, and you're just throwing them. Bam, bam. You're throwing them to the left, right?
Or to the right?
Right.
Was it?
To the left.
Okay.
I feel like you're on the wrong side of the road. You're going up the sidewalk.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, see, like, I guess because the game must have been made in Japan or something, they didn't understand. But you were on the left side of the road back then.
Oh, that's funny.
And then he's grabbing the papers and he's throwing them.
Uh-huh.
So you got multiple aspects to this game.
Okay.
As the paper boy, you get these obstacles that go in front of you, like a dog or something, or like an old lady walking down the street, like a shopping cart. And you have to, like, swerve.
Oh.
You know, so your bike has to swerve to make sure you don't hit those things.
Oh. I figured it would be bonus points if we ran over a cat or a dog or something.
You might be right, by the way.
Yeah.
This might be, like, an evil game where, like, you get the points for killing the cats. I don't remember. But it might be. It might be that you had to hit shit. Like, hit mailboxes and stuff.
Right.
So you would get points if you, like, threw the paper, like, through a window or something.
Oh, you get points if you break windows with the newspaper?
Yeah, I think you would get points for breaking windows. If there was like a dog running at you from a yard, like you had to kill the dog. It was like a shooter. It was a first-person shooter.
Wow.
That's what we're going to do with this podcast. They're going to come at you fucking hot. They're going to come at you fast, furious.
Violently.
What about this, Chris? Fast and furious.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Hot and Heavy hasn't gotten a franchise movie.
Hot and Heavy. What are you talking about? Hot and Heavy.
Like the term Fast and Furious was used before the movies Fast and Furious existed. It was just a thing that people said.
Yeah, yeah.
Something's coming at you Fast and Furious, right?
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, let's make a movie called Fast and Furious. They haven't made a movie called Hot and Heavy. Hot and Heavy people used to say all the time too.
I never really used that term before. Maybe it was before my timer.
Because we were basic as fuck. We don't use these.
Yeah, maybe, huh? That's...
White people. I think white people use the terms. We didn't use any of this. You know what terms we used, Chris?
Just the top of my head, I guess we use, like, you fucking lagging or, like, stop it, dick, you know?
No, dick. We also said, like, this fool.
Yeah, this fool right here.
This fool right here. That's the kind of terms that we used. By the way, this fool was like the best way to shut a person down.
Yeah.
Like someone would come in and be like, hey guys, you know what I just learned in English class? And we'd be like, this fool. And yeah. Then everybody would be like, oh, you stupid kid.
Yeah.
White people were going around using different terms, Chris. They were using terms like fast and furious, like hot and heavy, like how you doing?
Like, what's up, Jack?
Hit the road, Jack. You know, stuff like that. Hot and Heavy needs to get a movie franchise. I say we write the movie franchise. Hot and Heavy is about attractive obese people. Oh. Trying to make it work.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
If there's a Hollywood producer listening to us, which I know there are, hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up. So what's the what is it about? Is it a comedy? Is it action? Is it a drama? Like what?
It's a comedy.
Yeah.
It's a comedy.
Okay.
Because the Fast and the Furious is like an action adventure thing. We don't want to get too much into that.
Yeah.
It's a comedy. And most of it revolves around us, you know, cause we're both hot and heavy. Right. We're very attractive, obese people.
Oh, so this is going to be about us. Okay.
It is half documentary, half comedy.
Okay. Yeah, right? Definitely. Definitely. In that case, and I do see it as being a comedy, you know?
Easily. Right.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
And you know us, we're always driving around in fast cars. So there's going to be a lot of fast cars. We're going to get into a lot of adventures driving these cars. We're going to probably work with some type of government organization.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to hire us to do all kinds of heists, right? Oh, you got to break into this bank. Oh, you got to like go underwater and then attack the submarine. And we're going to use cars.
Yeah, and every place that we have to break in has a limited amount of space where we have to like make it bigger and shit. It's an obstacle to get to.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's true. A lot of like, they're going to be like, oh, you got to break into like Fort Knox. And then we're going to be like, the doorway is too narrow. You know, I'm too fat. My shoulders can't get through. Well, then we have an issue. So then we take them to court and we find the legal aspect to try to get the money out of Fort Knox. You know, it's more, it's a deeper delve into the courtroom, you know, our legal system, more than Fast and the Furious.
Like my cousin Vinny, right? I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. We're going to have Joe Pesci, by the way. We're going to need Joe Pesci to gain, I don't know, 150 pounds. Because he has to be hot and heavy just like us. And it's going to be a lot of like, oh, the government came to us and was like, you need to break into this bank. And then we're like, we can't fit into that small vault doorway because we're kind of too fat. So then we sue the bank and we say, you need like ADA accessibility. And then we go and we fight it in court. And there's a lot of like appeals, you know, like we get a verdict, but we have to appeal it. And then it goes to a higher court. And then they go, yeah, you know, fat people are people too.
Which they are. They are. Uh-huh.
Right. The judge throughout the whole movie has been such a dick to us. Such a fucking dick. But then Joe Pesci gives this speech. And his name is my cousin Vinny. That's his name in the movie. He gives this speech and it's heartfelt. He says to the judge, fat people are people too. And the judge looks down. He looks like, you know how they have that big like desk? What, I don't know what it's called. They're up high. You know the judges are up high?
Yeah. I think they refer as benches, right? Or
let's call it a bench.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's like a comfortable chair, Chris.
No, but
this is America, after all.
The desk.
You know, in Central America, we have the judges sit on a bench because they ain't got a lot of money. These people got nice chairs.
No,
they got nice chairs.
I think they call it benches because when they ask the lawyers, like, come to the bench, approach the bench, you know?
Oh, approach. You're right. approach. That's right. I always thought it was because, like, down at the bottom, there was a little bench where the lawyer had to sit like a little kid. You know, they go, approach the bench, and the lawyers sit down at the bottom, and they open their little lunchbox, and they have a sandwich, you know? And they open up a little box with juice and they have to put the straw in it, things like that. By the way, this is all going to happen in the movie. This conversation right here is going to happen in the movie. But Joe Pesci gives his heartfelt speech, "Fat people are people too." Mm-hmm. The judge looks down to the right and you think he's reaching for the gavel to say like, shut up, you know, shut up. You can't say that in my courtroom, right? But guess what, Chris? He looks down next to the gavel. You know what's there? A picture of his wife. You know what his wife is?
Fat.
Fat as fuck. Fat as fuck.
It's like, it makes a complete circle. I like the whole.
Total fucking circle. Yeah. Total circle.
Wow. That's amazing.
And then like he's looking down and then all of a sudden the camera, and this is the viewpoint, picture the camera looking up at him now. Kind of like it's the eyes of his wife.
Right.
Right? Right. Who died. She's dead. And there's a tear that goes down his eyes.
But why should you? But how did she die? Did she die because she didn't get no ADA availability, like no access, and then she died?
Exactly. You know? She died. She died because she was climbing the stairs to a bank, as a matter of fact. She was climbing the stairs to a bank, tripped, fell, her head smashed wide open. And, and we show this, by the way. We have a flashback, you know? Like, there's a flashback.
Yeah.
Like the line, the things get wobbly and stuff.
Oh man!
And then we show the moment that she's like climbing the stairs, like I'm fat. She's eating a sandwich, and then she trips. She kind of falls. And you think, oh, she's just gonna fall a little bit. Her head hits the railing and just explodes in a million pieces.
And all this could have been avoided if there was an elevator or an escalator.
If right? there was a ramp, a very short ramp.
Wait, so she died from like five steps? Like
no, it was like three steps. Yeah, it was just like three little steps. She goes down. Boom! Like there's just blood everywhere. The security guard got blood everywhere. Oh. And the judge remembers that moment.
Yeah.
And he says, he picks up the gavel and he says, "Case dismissed." And he like, got it.
Yeah.
We win. And we like. And we get up and we start dancing, you know, but dance like a fat person dance. Like our feet don't move. We just kind of move. We kind of bend our.
We just like move at the waist, you know, just like.
Yeah, a little bit at the waist from side to side, and the knees kind of like try to go with the rhythm, you know, but not too much because you don't want to get like a.
You don't want to twist your ankle, you know.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to roll an ankle. You don't want to get a little cramp going down the back of your leg. So we're just kind of like waving our arms and the music starts playing. And then there's like a little story that says what happens to us, you know?
Yeah.
It gives us a whole little description of what happened after the movie ended.
Yeah, a little background like at the end of it. Yeah, I've seen those movies before. That makes sense. That sounds funny.
Like, oh, like Chris became the 48th president of the United States. You know what I mean? And then like Joe Pesci invented a new barbecue sauce. And then like Hiro... heart attack. Damn, rest in peace. You know, like it was just bam, like just because you always want to leave it on a sad note.
Yeah, of course.
And then just like Fast and the Furious, we'll try to do a franchise. So every year we'll put out a new, like we'll do a prequel, then we'll do a sequel, you know, hot and heavy.
Of course.
These podcasts are going to come at you hot and fucking heavy. So make sure you subscribe.
Subscribe and make sure you listen to us, you know, make sure you like it and share it to people.
Just listen, we put a lot of work into it. We write a lot of scripts, but this, all of this is scripted.
Yeah, everything is scripted. Everything from episode one is scripted. Even the beginning of this episode is scripted and after, of course.
And then everything we're saying, what I'm saying right now, what we just said, the word that I just said, I'm reading right now. Right now I'm reading. Chris, like right now I'm reading, right? Look, do you see this? Yeah. Look, now I'm going to say this, see?
Yeah.
Scripted.
Scripted.
People don't, it takes a lot of work, man. Like, people don't understand how hard it is to write all of this out. We spent 2 years living in a roach infested apartment in West Hollywood, right, Chris?
Yeah, that's right.
We're typing, just smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
Smoking fucking cigarettes, drinking coffee, constantly just writing the script.
Ding.
Yeah, the people, that was us sucking dick, I guess.
That was supposed to be the tearing the sheet off.
The paper, that's right. Oh, we were fucking tearing the fucking paper, balling it up, throwing it in the garbage because we needed to write it different. We said, it's not right.
Yeah.
And we finished it. We fucking finished it. It was like 250 pages. It was like the Miller Report. The fucking, no, what was the guy's name? What was the guy's name that did the investigation on Trump? Oh, I forgot it so fast.
You're talking about, what was his name? George Carlin something?
George Carlin, yeah. He was like, here are the 7 dirty words Trump said.
You talking about David Mueller? Oh, what was his name? Robert
Mueller.
Yeah, that's Robert Mueller.
It was like when we finished our script, it was like the Mueller report. That's what it was. Yeah. Not the Mueller. It was the Mueller report. Mueller report.
By the way, all this is scripted. All this right now, like the little pause. We didn't know how to fucking the name of the guy.
Yeah. We were like, oh, we wrote this part and we were like, it would be too easy if Hyro knew the name of the guy.
Exactly.
Like, let's make it so that Hyro called him Miller. And then we would have Chris figure out it was fucking Mueller. But that's how fucking long, like 500, 600 pages that we wrote the script.
Yeah.
So you have to appreciate. And the thing is, we got it perfect. And then remember what happened, Chris? There was that water leak in our apartment. Fuck, and it was all gone.
Oh, everything.
We lost everything.
Everything. All our hard work went
down the drain.
Yeah, it dissolved. I remember.
Because we wrote it on toilet paper. He was like, every time you were like, it was like a little toilet paper roll. And so when the water pipe burst, it all dissolved into nothingness. But and we said,
We started on the toilet paper because we couldn't afford, no more paper, you know, because we were living in the.
Yeah, we were broke.
Yeah, we were broke. So
it was just a cost saving measure. We said, let's type on toilet paper.
Yeah.
It all just dissolved between our fingers. Chris picked it up. And then, like, he held his hand up with the script, and it just, like, melted through his fingers like sand.
Yeah.
And we said, like, I remember we got together, and we said, like, is it over? Like, should we not do this podcast? And we're like, no, we have to keep going.
No.
And then we said, well, Chris, like, why don't we just talk? Chris, why don't we just talk? And why don't we just, like, you know, improvise and just have a funny conversation between two human beings? And we said,
I said, no, we got to get this fucking script right.
That's right. You punked me. You got really close to my face.
Like, no, motherfucker. We gotta get the shit right.
We had to re-sign a lease at the fucking apartment. They doubled our rent, and they said we're doubling your rent, and we're gonna have to get some more rats in there because there's no room for rats elsewhere in the building. So we're gonna put more rats. And we said, what? Like, why are you housing rats? And they were like, that's how we make money. And then. So they had to, like, we were surrounded by rats. And so we had to go to the store, get more toilet paper, and then again. Sucking dick. The sucking dick is how we made ends meet back then.
Yeah, exactly.
The point is, this is a lot of work. Hopefully it's got some type of humor to it. So enjoy it. Enjoy it. There's more conversation to go. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback already. We got a lot of negative feedback too.
Yeah.
We have some beta testers, right, Chris? We had people listen to episode 1, and we had people listen to this episode, even though it's not done recording yet. We had people listen to it already.
Yeah. We also had a focus group listen to our first episode, and
oh, we did. They were in a room at the mall with like a two-way mirror on one side. Like, we could see them, but they couldn't see us. They just thought it was a big mirror.
Yeah.
And we watched. We watched as they listened to it. There was a lady that threw up.
Why did she throw up? Like, she looked like...
She was just disgusted.
Disgusted? Well, what happened was she ate that Chinese food at the food court, you know? Like,
Yeah. They said not related. They said not related to this podcast. Yeah. But it still came back on a report, you know? And the thing is, like, HBO Max was going to buy this podcast, and that lady throwing up said, this is a bad sign.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Because that lady threw up, so they didn't buy our podcast. So we're putting it out ourselves.
Yeah.
There was that lady threw up. There was the guy that threw up, because he ate at the same Chinese food restaurant.
Right.
Two people threw up. One male, one female. There was the teenage kid. Remember the teenage kid? He was funny.
Yeah, he looked like he was on a bad trip. Man. Like, he was, like, he had withdrawals, you know? He was, like, sweating.
Yeah. Oh, he was shaking.
Yeah.
He was, like, pale. He's like, when do I get my money? When do I get my money? He kept saying.
Yeah.
And we were like, that's our audience. We said, that's the kind, that's our target demographic, we said, remember?
Yeah.
We want a kid like that. We want the kid that is going through withdrawals. But then he died. He died in the middle of the episode.
He did.
While they were playing it. Because played the episode.
Yeah, he did. That's why the paramedics came.
Yeah. And we didn't pause the episode. We said, fuck it. We don't have all fucking day here.
Yeah. I think we finished the episode and then we call the cops or the ambulance, right?
Yeah. We took the guy's body, put him off to the corner. We sat him up out of respect. We leaned him up against the wall, sat him up, waited till the episode finished. Then we called the police.
Yeah. And I think the people that threw up was because he shit himself, right? Like, that's what happened.
Well, yeah, they did throw up after he died, but we said it's the Panda Express. We said it's the Panda Express.
Yeah.
It can't be. What else can it be? It's the Panda Express, right. You know. We also had the feedback from the Hispanic guy. Remember what the Hispanic guy said?
He said something about yo no entiendo or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, yo no hablo inglés. And we were like, boom, perfect. Again, like fucking target demographic. Got him.
Yeah.
10. We said 10. Conoces 10? And then he's like, sí. And then he put a 10. Boom. So with that, I think it's like rave reviews. Like on Rotten Tomato, we would be like 100% right now. Because the only guy that made it through gave us a 10.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that guy. We did have to call ICE on him because we did find out later that he didn't have his papers. Because when we do our focus groups, we check people's papers. Yeah, we respect this country.
Yeah. No.
So after he wrote down the 10, we said, ahí termina ahí, donde está, pon 10 ahí. He put the 10.
Uh-huh.
And then you called immigration, remember?
I was calling him as he was writing down the number 10. I was like, I was on the phone with them.
Just like hey. As a threat. As a threat, like, you've put a fucking 10 there or we're fucking caught. But then you accidentally hit send and then the call went through and we were like, oh, fuck, sorry, dude. Like, legally, now we have to report you. So we tackled him, held him down. He had a whole family and shit. But if his family's listening, that would be good, bro. That's like 15, 20 listeners, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah. So listen to the show.
Yeah, and if you have any feedback, just hit us up at theblabbershow@gmail.com.
Theblabbershow@gmail.com.
Yeah.
That's our email address. Again, just like we talked about last week, we're putting out a group of episodes so you have options. If you haven't listened to our first episode, it's out there. Go back and listen to it. If you want to listen to our next episode, please jump over, listen to it. Multiple times, as we talked about before, we need you to listen to each one of these episodes dozens of times. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies.
Yeah, and then be free to use our jokes among people, you know.
Throw them around. Throw them around. Remember the joke Chris in high school used to tell? You were a fucking comedian in high school. This guy used to make me. Nobody's made me laugh like Chris. He had this joke. People used to say, "What was the thing, Chris?" People used to say.
Yeah, people will ask me, how's the weather?
And, oh, yeah, and what did you say? And what did you used to say?
I would say, it's raining cats and dogs.
Fucking guy, bro. You know what I mean? This guy. And we would just laugh, dude. We would just be rolling in the streets, dude. It was this guy. Our knees would be raw because we would just slap our knees. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, that was it. It was like, you were like the Fonz. Like, every time the Fonz would walk into a room and he would go like, hey. With you would walk into a room and then everybody, you know, the whole class or the whole whatever it was, you know, the whole house, the whole group of friends we had, the whole class, the whole auditorium would be like, how's the weather, Chris? And you would be like,
it's raining cats and dogs.
And we would just fucking laugh, bro. Just, people were just jumping up and down.
Yeah.
It started a riot. It started a riot in LA back in 1992 because it was like, it's fucking raining cats and dogs. We loved it. So feel free to use those jokes, guys.
Yeah.
Use them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Use them at home. Use them with your kids. Obviously, there's things that we talk about on the show that you don't want to tell your kids about. Like the thing about we got a poor guy deported. Probably don't use that joke with your kids.
Yeah.
It's all for laughs. Hopefully you have a good time, and obviously stick with us because we've got a lot more show to come.
The Blimey Show!
Extra, extra! Ward's, America's top department store, has done it again. They messed around and got a triple-double. That's triple the value and double the wheels.
What the fuck are you saying, dude?
Bikes. Bikes. I'm talking about bikes. Get it? Because bikes have two wheels, so it's like double. You're getting double the wheels, I guess. I don't know. Look, the point is that their new four-day sale is introducing the greatest bike value in Ward's 64-year history. $21.95 for a motherfucking bike. You've never seen a bike priced so low, yet with so many quality features. Just take a look.
I'm excited. Where am I looking at?
Look at me, bro. Look me right in the eyes. Okay. These bikes have everything you would want. Balloon tires. They got steel frame bonderized. They've got Vichrome enamel. They've got chrome metal parts. They got big Broxel saddles.
What the fuck does that all mean? What does it mean?
It means value, bro. It means value.
Oh, damn.
The price is good for only 4 days. That's all the amount of time that these guys are going to give you to buy this bike, all right? So see it now.
My dude, you keep telling me to look at something, but you just mad dogging me every time you tell me to look at
something. $3 down, $4 monthly carrying charge if you're broke. And if you want to finance because you got no money, or if you don't love your kids.
Dude, right? I still don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You can. You can finance. That's what makes Ward's so great. They have you covered. So just go down to your local Ward's. And remember, at Ward's, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. You're listening to
The Blabber Show.
All right, Chris, this is it. We're back. Second part of episode 2.
Yes, sir. Part 2, end of 2.
2.2.
2.2, or...
Verse 2, even. Some would say this is episode 2, verse 2. Coming with that OE brew. Method Cal putting people back in ICU.
Damn, what you is know? That?
That's the Method Man. The M-E-T-H-O-D man. Featuring... No, I think it's Biggie Smalls. It's Notorious B.I.G. featuring Method Man.
I don't think I've heard that song.
The What. It's called The What.
Oh, you know what? I have. But maybe... Is that the second album, right? With Biggie Smalls?
Yeah. I think so. Second or...
Because he died halfway making a second album.
That fool died, bro.
Like, he was pretty at the end of it. And he was murdered.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. For the kids that don't know, Biggie Smalls was murdered. Rest in peace. It was an inside job. That dude is like a hero to fat people, right?
He is, man. He made good for fat people, for black people, for fat people, man. He
and for black people, but yeah. For fat people especially.
Yeah. He aspired to be a player, man. Like he made it possible for us fat people to make it possible with the ladies, you know?
Yeah, make it work.
Make it work. Make like, it you work. Don't have to be skinny to get an attractive chick, you know? Like, for sure. Like, all you have to do is be good at lyrics, be funny, and looks didn't matter. You know, according to his lyrics, you know, looks doesn't matter. As long as you're funny and you can rhyme, that's all that matters.
That's right. He had a lot of, like, you know, Big Papa. Like, you know, he's a sex symbol type of stuff. He also had, yeah. I thought it was funny when he, there's a song called Sky's the Limit where he talks about when he was growing up, when he was wearing a fake shirt, one of those fake, which one is the shirt company or the clothes company that had the alligator on it?
Oh, the Lacoste.
Lacoste, yeah. He goes like, he was sewing tigers on his shirt and alligators and people would come up to him and say, I want to see the inside. And then he says, I'll see you later. Here comes the drama. So somebody comes up to him and says, that's the brother with the fake. And he goes, pow. And the guy says, why you punch me in the face? And he goes, stay in your place. So it was like, it's a very, I feel like it's a very fat thing to be like, look, if you're going to bully me, I can't run away. We're going to have to fight. So he just goes, pow. So he fights and then he becomes like a little head of a little crew because people were like, man, this fool's going to fight. But as a fat dude, that's all you got. Because there's no running away.
Yeah, that's all you have. There's no running away because first of all, being a fat person, that means you have no stamina, right? You can't run for very long. Mm-mm. So your only option is to stand your ground, fight, and defend yourself.
Yep.
You know, something similar happened to me when I was a kid, man. I was in the elementary school.
Uh-huh.
and there's kids in the class, like, they're all the boys, actually. You know, I think one name was Hector. I think he was the ringleader of them all.
Fucking Hector.
They all alienated me because I was fat, right? And I think I had broken my pinky or sprained it, but I had a cast on my left arm.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first couple of days I got it, like, oh, like, what happened to you? Did you sleep on it? Like, did you fell on it?
Oh,
like, you
know, they just clowning. Like,
they were clowning me. They were trying to make me feel bad because I had a cast on my fucking arm.
Yeah. Oh, you were eating too fast. Like, what happened? You know, they got.
Yeah.
See, kids. Yeah, you ate your pinky, and that's why you got a cast on.
Brad, practically that's what they were saying, man. So they were being fucking mean, right? So I don't know what happened, how it came up,
mm-hmm.
but next thing you know, like, I was being surrounded by these motherfuckers, right?
Oh no, like lions, bro.
But again, like, I was the tallest kid in the class, right? And I was pretty fat, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were tall too.
I was very tall. I was the tallest one in the class. Mm-hmm. And I was, and then it's funny because they always made me at the end, at the line, you know, whenever you have to walk to anywhere, they always put me at the end because I was the tallest one.
Right. Oh, yeah. You go by height. Did you do boy, girl, but it's always by height, right?
Yes.
It was weird that they did boy, girl. It's like, why did they want all the boys next to the girls? You would think they would separate the girls. Why would you do boy, girl?
Or have a two column, you know. You know, one side boys, one side girls, and exactly. Shit, you know, but
and then have them hold hands. Like, why were they trying to? I feel like they were trying to hook us up. Like, why did they do that, boy, girl, boy? Like, get with a girl? That's weird. That's not.
Yeah, but again, I think in elementary, I were so innocent. I didn't see girls in that way. You know, until I got into middle school. You know, that's when I hit puberty, I guess. Yeah.
But the teachers know. The teachers know better, though. So why are they doing that? Are they getting off on it? I don't know.
Yeah,
Chris.
Maybe.
That's what we don't know. So you were like the line monitor because they put you all the way at the end, right? You have to make sure it was straight. You have to be like, hey, you, like, to the right, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So they surround me, right? This fucking asshole, Hector, he's like, let's get this fat fuck, you know? And I was like, what? And like, as soon as I get surrounded, like, I start.
Damn.
I just start backing up in circles, right? Trying to not get my back to these motherfuckers,
oh,
right?
Cause shit.
So I kept backing. I kept turning over my shoulders, you know, and Hector, the main leader, right, of these mm-hmm. motherfuckers.
He's the alpha male.
I guess so, but he bum rushes me, right, like at the waist and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
ooh, that's a big mistake, by the way. I can see that Hector made a tactical mistake already.
Of course, because I had a cast on, so I start beating the shit out of him with my cast on, dude. With the cast, I start beating the shit out of him, right, like, pop, 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 pop.
And he's, like, trapped around your waist now? Now he's trying to, like, hug you, basically?
Yeah, I beat him until he collapses, right?
Oh,
he falls
shit.
To his knees.
What happened to everybody else? Like, did
so as soon as he collapses, right? I uh-huh. feel somebody grab me by the neck, right?
Oh,
from
shit.
The back.
Uh-huh.
So I immediately just I don't know what, cuz again, I never took any karate classes or anything like this, but I don't know why my defenses were up, man. I immediately grab his fucking hand, you know? I secure it with my hands. So he won't slip, and I just bent forward all the way down,
oh,
right?
Oh, you did a bow.
And practically, and I flipped this motherfucker from the back
oh,
to the front, dude.
Shit.
He landed on his back, and he was incapacitated after that, right?
He's down. And that's the thing about a little kid. It's like, once they go down, they stay down because they're crying. Oh.
Yeah, this guy was holding his tailbone. Like, oh, shit, you know? So that's two, right? So I got three left of these motherfuckers.
How many was it in all? Because I'm crossing them off the list. This is like Kill Bill.
It was five. It was five, technically.
Five kids, okay. Did any of them run away? Because I feel like if I was a little kid and I just saw Hector get fucked up with a cast, I'm out. I'll be like, all right, cool, guys. I'll see you later. Did any of them run away?
They didn't run away. It was the three left, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they get in front of me, and next thing you know, it becomes like this. Like, I become like a laser, and I become a bowling ball, and they're the pins, right? Like, so just imagine, right? These motherfuckers standing in front of me, right?
Yeah.
So I take charge. Like, I feel threatened, so I have to defend myself. For some reason, I turn into this fucking predator.
You become the hunter now.
I become the hunter, and they're the huntees, you know?
Right.
And I fucking start smacking these motherfuckers. They're like, I remember one dude, like, he tried kicking me in my right leg.
Uh-huh.
And I caught his foot, and
oh,
I tripped
no!
him. I fucking tripped him, dude. All I remember, his head smashing against the concrete, dude. Like, no. I remember he, yeah, that was number four, right?
Dude, that sucks because, like, the front kick, a lot of kids think that's the way to go is you do the front kick. But once somebody catches that foot, you're done, yeah, bro. You had full control.
Yeah, full control. So I tripped this motherfucker, right? Uh-huh. He smashes his head against the floor.
That's three down.
That's three down. I got two left, right?
Okay.
And the other two look at themselves and they like, okay, I guess it's just me and you, right? And
like, yeah, okay. Just... They're probably like cousins too. They probably like... This is the point in the Kung Fu movie where you realize like these two are like brothers. And they've been fighting together for a long time. So they look at each other and they go like, yeah, like, let's do this. Yeah,
we got this shit. You know, we're going to take this fat fuck down. Negative, dude. Negative. So, like, one of them swing, right?
Uh-huh.
And I just fucking, like, dodge it. Like, I guess I weave to the left or to the right and he uh-huh. misses the shot, leaving me an open shot to his face. So my right hand, and I fucking punch him right in the fucking cheek.
A straight punch with a cast.
No, I had a cast with my left arm.
Oh, okay. Like all right, arm. All right. That's
so
good.
I kind of deflect this punch with the cast, mm-hmm. and I just swing with my right, and I catch him right in the fucking cheek, right? Boom.
Like his little soft child cheek.
Yeah.
Like baby fat filled cheek. You just boom, crush.
Boom. He immediately goes down like a sack of potatoes, dude.
Oh, no.
And the last dude, I remember he was trying to run away, but he was too close to me. So I just grab him and I just fucking sit on that motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, you can't let them run away because they might get backup. You don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, so I completely, like, it's like a lion catching a gazelle, mm-hmm. right? Like he pulls it down. He pulls on his prey with his strong limbs, yeah. you know, and then he just devours him, right? That was me. I did.
It sounds like you went for the punch, right hand, strike, and as you were lunging forward, knocking that dude out, you also grabbed? Is that what it was, or it was two different motions?
Yeah, it was immediately. It was like one motion, actually. Like, as soon as I punched this motherfucker, it went down. Like, I was going after the second one, right?
At this point, how are you feeling stamina-wise? Like, are you starting to feel tired, or is it like adrenaline, and it's all just boom, boom? Like, it all feels like...
It felt like 30 minutes, right? But... Right. At the end of the report, like, it must have happened like 3 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. And it happened so fast and yet so slow, right? Like,
yeah,
I was breathing hard at the end when I knew everybody was down and I was the only one standing. Like, I was taking deep breaths. Like, I was like,
yeah. You hear about that with fighters, with boxers, with basketball players, a lot of athletes. They say, like, when they're in the zone, everything is slow. Everything feels like it's happening slow. So for you, it felt like 30 minutes because you were seeing all the moves. You were like, here goes the punch. Boom. Like, here goes the front flip. Bam.
Exactly. Here goes the kick. So,
boom.
So once I brought down everybody, like, I was the only man standing. I was standing over everybody, right? I was standing over everybody. Just, I feel like a god at that moment, right? Like, mm-hmm. I see all these bodies on the floor just hurting and moaning and shit. Yeah. And I see the fucking teacher come at me. She texts me to the principal immediately, and she blames me.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
knock her out, too. For a second, I thought you were so in the zone that you were just going to go, fuck yeah. Boom, knocked her ass out.
I should have, because she fucking grabbed my shirt aggressively, man. She escorted me to the principal's office. Like, it was me fucking attacking these fucking savages, but nah.
Mm-hmm.
So we sit down and have a meeting with my mom and the fucking principal, right?
Right.
And they're talking about getting me expelled and they're like asking me what happened, you know, what was going on. And in a very sincere, shameful way, like, I guess, because I feel bad, you know, like,
yeah.
I didn't mean for this to happen, but I explained myself, like, these fuckers are being savages. This motherfucker's making fun of me.
Yeah.
And I explained all the abuses that I've been experiencing, right? Like, I tell them, since day one, like, they didn't want to be my friends. They kept excluding me. Like, they kept pushing me to the girls so I could keep playing with the girls.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, fuck these little savages. So I put them on blast. I told the principal, you know, these kids are being mean to me. They're bullying me. They're making fun of me. And that's what happened. And I explained to them, like, why with the cast and why did I use my cast? Like, well, because I was 5-1, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and the thing is, like, what are you going to do? Put your hand behind your back? You're surrounded. That's something that, like, a master, like a Shaolin master would do if he got in a fight. He would be like, I'm going to put one hand behind my back.
And I'm going to fuck everything you guys up.
Yeah, I'm going to give you 2 seconds to leave. Like, and you put your hand behind your back and then fuck people up? Nah, like, You were a normal kid who was in a high stress situation. So what are you going to do? You're going to use your hands. It doesn't matter that right. you have a cast on. That's silly.
It was all natural. You know, like, oh my, like, it felt so natural. But I was so surprised at the end, right? Like, after I went home.
Yeah.
I remember laying in my bed, like I had my hands behind my head and, mm-hmm. and my feet crossed at the end, and just thinking about what just happened. I'm like, damn. Man, I just kicked some ass, dude. Like that yeah. felt good.
Covered in blood. It felt just covered in blood and brains and shit.
Yeah.
What does the teacher do? Like, how do they handle this situation now?
The principal addressed the teacher, and the teacher had everyone apologized to me like face to face, like, I'm sorry, Chris, like, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm my sorry. God.
Yeah,
like they got in line, they went one by one in front of me, they said, I'm sorry.
Damn, you talk about a power trip.
Yeah. And then she was like, okay, everybody sign Chris's cast, because that's what you're supposed to do, sign cast. And people just, you know, just saying, I like you, Chris. And mm-hmm. they're putting their names and signing their name on my cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess before the accident, it never occurred to me that people sign people's cast, you know, like that was traditionally what the people do.
Yeah. Little kids, well, their casts are always like covered in Sharpie.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and then to me, they were like medals, right? Like, this is names I took down, boy. Like, this is the names of my enemies I brought down, dude. Like,
to you, it was like in World War II when people used to paint the side of their planes with every yeah. like every other plane that they shot down. You just had on the side like Hector crossed out, put a K.
Or when they cut off their enemy's ears and use them around their neck, you know?
Yeah, it was a trophy. It was like nah.
They were trophies. Yeah.
I feel like this is the type of shit that Bruce Lee used to teach. Like, you know, back up, make sure nobody gets behind you. If somebody comes up behind you, front flip. If somebody kicks, catch that foot, then you're in control. If there's like, you know, take Hector out first. Rule number one is take Hector out.
Yeah, always gotta take out the first one,
because he's the leader,
of course. And then everybody's supposed to be like, oh shit, are we in this or not?
They're disorder. Yeah, I mean, it's impressive that nobody ran, because I feel like with kids, like if I'm fighting a kid, I'm going for the big kid first. Boom. And then it has to be like a fast attack. It has to be like a blitzkrieg, you know? Because what you yeah. want is the second kid to be like, I'm out. You know, I'm gone. So the numbers go down. And then I feel like I would also be just make, did you make noises? Because I would make noises. Because I want them to be like, he's the, like, this kid might be the animal, the monster that my parents told me about. You know, El Diablo.
Yeah, like a war. So like,
yeah, you know? Yeah. Like, he might be the Hulk or something. Because kids don't know. You know, they're still trying to understand the world. Did you make noises when you were beating his ass?
I don't think I was making loud noises. No. I remember me just breathing hard, just trying to catch my breath, you mm-hmm. know? I remember the kids making noises after dropping and
yeah.
I remember them saying like, you know, they were like complaining worse. About the pains, you know?
Yeah. That's even worse. Cause they have to hear their buddies like yelling and like screaming as you're whooping off on them. Bro, imagine those kids must have nightmares today about the time they tried to pick on you. And it's just like, then Hector went down.
Then it backfired.
Then Rodrigo yeah. went down. Then there was a front flip. I just, like, one of the kids is like, I just remember my legs were in the air and I was flying through the air and I fell on my fucking tailbone.
Yeah, I think Albert was another kid there too.
Fucking Albert. If they're listening to the show, they should hit us up.
Yeah, Hector, if you're listening to this, please let me know. Hit me up at theblabbershow@gmail.com.
I want to hear about, what were you thinking? Why did you go for the waist? He's going to show us scars. He could send us pictures of scars in the back of his head. Have you ever thought about opening a dojo, Chris?
Maybe, you know, if people need defenses from little kids, you know, and little midgets, you know.
I feel like that's what you did. That's what you did right now. You gave people the tools they need to defend themselves. So everyone, you're welcome. Now you have the tools you need. So go through the list. So step one, take out Hector.
Uh-huh.
Step two, if somebody grabs you from behind, front flip.
Uh-huh.
Step three, if there's people that are like working together as a team, like the last two, you take one out quick. Yeah. Bowling ball, right? Like just target. You have to focus your efforts on one at a time. Don't try to take out two at a time. You just go to one.
Yeah, just focus on the main one and just beat the shit out of them.
Yep. And if there's a kick, catch it. and then fuck with them. Just be like, look, now I got you. Now I got you. You catch, gotcha. And then you trip, make them fall down. And I say, I add that one. I say, make noises. Make them think like you are the boogeyman that their parents tell them about.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe if I would have yelled, maybe if I would have growled or just made loud savages noises, they mm-hmm. probably would have backed away. Like, oh, like shit. I should have made myself like I had rabies, right? Like a dog with rabies, a rabid yeah. dog, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That would scare the shit out of them, but I don't know. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. Like, they were thinking my castle was made out of fucking cushion, I guess? Like, nah, it didn't bro. Make any sense, dude.
Nah, yeah. that cast is made for fucking people up. Why, like, do you get in trouble at all? It sounds like they just took your side on this whole thing.
Well, there was a report done, and the principal wanted explanations why this happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it happened less than
he wanted a full investigation. He's like fucking a yeah. politician. Yeah.
So it came up as it happened less than 5 minutes because the teacher was there and apparently she turned around to drink water. And the moment she turned around, it was happening in front of her and she wasn't fast enough to react from mm-hmm. everything.
Cause oh, so she was a witness to everything.
From afar. Apparently from afar. So she didn't know that it was happening because I guess when she turned around, that's when it started happening. And then when she bent over, drink water and she was done, turned around, she realized what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So they assigned a TA to for support on my teacher, you know, as an extra support.
Mm-hmm.
A TA was hired to supervise us during recess.
Right. She fucked up.
And she fucked up.
That's like a demotion for the teacher because now she needs backup.
Yeah, she should be more vigilant with the whole class situation. Yeah. You know?
Look, but if I was a teacher, dude, if I was taking care of kids all day, the first chance I get, you know what I would do? I would stop watching those fucking kids.
Right?
Like, I'm in the classroom. I was just looking at you for fucking 3 hours, dude. I'm going to open the door. You guys are going to leave, and I'm going to turn the fuck around.
Right.
So and the thing is, that was before cell phones, too. Now with cell phones, I'm sure teachers never look at kids. The first thing they do is check their fucking tweets.
Get on Snapchat.
Yeah, totally. Like, why the fuck would a kid... Why the fuck would a teacher be looking at a kid today?
Yeah.
I would never... So she got in trouble because she wasn't watching you, but yeah. Did you get in trouble?
Yeah, I was suspended from recess. I was not allowed to hang out with kids with my cast on, so I was forbidden to hang out during recess. So I was expected to go to the nurse's office from the moment break started and just hang out with the nurse's office, at the nurse's office.
Oh, because they didn't want you to use your cast as a weapon.
As a weapon, yes, yeah. Yes, as a weapon.
They're you know how to use it. It's like when they told Germany that Germany couldn't have an army, because they were like, oh, you know how to use this shit, so we can't have you running around with a fucking army. We can't have you using this cast anymore.
This lethal force, you know?
Yeah.
So I was not good at taking instructions at first, you know, to be quite frank, you know, like I just continued business as usual. Like as soon as they reprimanded the instructor, they supposedly reprimanded me. I just continued like everything was normal, right?
Yeah.
So then I guess the nurse approached the teachers, like, hey, are you one of your students supposed to come up here like with me and hang out? He's like, yeah, he's not coming up. And like, nah, he's not. Like, oh, and then they got me from recess one time and they escorted me back to the nurse's office. Like, well, you're not supposed to come here after
Damn, like a fucking criminal, dog.
Yeah. So then they figured out, like, I was not doing what I was supposed to do. So they were escorting me. A student would come, like, 15 minutes early, like, to go escort me before lunch. They'll take me again. I'll be the first one to get lunch and take me to the nurse's office to drop me off so I can hang out with her.
Wait, so it was just another, like, was it an older student that would take you?
Yeah, yeah, it was a definitely older student.
Oh, they had to get a bigger kid.
Yeah,
they were like, we would need at least 6 kids his size to take him. So instead, we're gonna replace him with one big kid.
Yeah, I think the kid was like in 5th grade or something. I don't know. She was one of those kids that worked at the office and helped them out. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They had to have a whole system to get you back into the nurse's office. My thing is, they should have put you in the middle of the playground, in a cage. And then every recess, they make you take off your shirt so that you're not, like, to show that you're not carrying any weapons.
Yeah. Or with the strap jacket, you know?
Yeah, with a straight jacket. And then you're just, like, you're just doing laps. You're just, like, walking in circles, looking at all the kids, like, fuck yeah. Like, can't wait to get out of here and fuck all you motherfuckers up. Lucky they got me in this shit.
I've been looking like Hannibal and shit.
Yeah, yeah. They're gonna have you in like one of those rooms with like the plexiglass all around it, and it just has like a couple of holes so you can breathe through. And as people come up, you're just like.
Hello, Clarice.
Hello, Clarice. Yeah, you're just fucking doing, and you're just walking back and forth like a fucking lion. You're just like, which one of you motherfuckers wants this? You better hope they bring that tall bitch from the office to pick me up. Fuck all you fuckers up. That's when you know you made it to the top of the food chain, when they got you like that.
Yeah, no shit, huh?
Yeah. But by the way, we don't want kids. If you're a 5-year-old listening to this podcast, why? Why are you listening to this podcast? But also, don't get in fights and don't bully. I think more than anything, it is a lesson. Don't be Hector. Don't be a bully.
Yeah. Yeah, be kind to your fellow humans.
Be kind to yourself and each other. What did Jerry Springer used to say?
I think he said something about, you guys are doing a good job. I keep bringing me these insane stories. Like,
yeah, well, he said that behind the scenes. But then he used to have... Jerry Springer used to have... I want to end this segment like Jerry Springer ends his segments.
Yeah.
He used to have these fights, like people, going fucking crazy. And then at the end, he would just sit down.
Yeah, at the end, he gets all philosophical, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. That's what I want to do. I want you to, like, now that you did this whole fight thing, and you had a lot of violence there, now I want you to do, like, a final thought. Chris's final thought on the fight.
You know what, kids, or grown-ups, you might be tempted to see yourself better than other people, you know, but just remember to be kind, and you shouldn't take advantage of other people. Just give them a helping hand, and, you know, if you see them alone, just say hi or even a goodbye, you know, just acknowledging them goes a long way. Instead of picking on them, and focus something on that's inside of them, not focus what's outside of them, you know? Focus on their smile. Take care of yourselves and each other. Well, thank you for joining us today. Again, this is the Blabber Show. And it's time for us to fucking leave, right? Like,
gotta go, man. We gotta beat traffic. Let's get the fuck out of here. But thanks for joining us. Send us emails. Don't forget to send us emails at theblabbershow@gmail.com. Theblabbershow@gmail.com.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. We're out of here, guys. Bye. 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 Bye.